The Czech Philharmonic is one of the world's finest orchestras. It has been around for an unbelievable 110 years, its first conductor being none other than the famous Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. The Czech Philharmonic are marking the anniversary with a special concert held at exactly the same location as 110 years ago. It's home, the Prague Rudolfinum Concert Hall, under the baton of chief conductor Zdeněk Mácal. Pavla Horáková has more.
Since its first appearance on January the 4th, 1896, generations of distinguished musicians have played in the Czech Philharmonic under 10 chief conductors and dozens of guest conductors, including such great names as Edvard Grieg, Gustav Mahler and Leonard Bernstein. The ensemble's current conductor is the world-renowned Zdeněk Mácal, who took over from Vladimir Ashkenazy in 2003. He's also conducting Wednesday's special concert. Eva Sedláková is the manager of the Czech Philharmonic.
It's really a special program. So we start with Smetana's The Bartered Bride, the overture, then the Three Dances, Polka, Furiant and Skočná, of course all of from this opera. Then we play the premiere of the work from Mr. Zámečník. It's called Concerto Giocoso. And after the break, we play the Dvořák Symphony No. 5.
The Czech Philharmonic has enhanced its international reputation on countless world tours, its first foreign appearance being in 1902 in Britain. In just 2 weeks' time, the ensemble will appear in the German town of Wiesbaden in the first of a series of German concerts scheduled for this year. I asked Eva Sedláková what else was in store for the orchestra in 2006.
In the end of the whole season, we have quite a long tour of South America. We plan 3 concerts in Brazil, then 1 concert in Uruguay, and 2 concerts in Argentina in Buenos Aires. And regarding the special events, I really should mention the very festive occasion which would take place here, not only here in Prague, but throughout the whole Europe, which is the anniversary of Mozart's birth. Because Mozart is tied to Prague, so we celebrate this anniversary by the special concert in the Theater of Estates, playing, of course, all Mozart's program with programs which are tied to Prague. That's Don Giovanni, the overture to the opera, then Concerto for Clarinet and Orchestra A Major, and then Symphony No. 38.
The Czech Philharmonic's first gramophone record was Bedřich Smetana's My Country, conducted by Václav Talich in 1929. Since then, the ensemble has built an extensive discography, which includes recordings of complete symphony works by Antonín Dvořák, Bohuslav Martinů and Gustav Mahler, and received numerous international honours. As manager Eva Sedláková says, recording continues, even though the international market is largely saturated.
You know, recording, it's quite difficult now because the market for recording has great difficulties throughout the whole world. So last time we recorded San Martinu's work, it's been 2 months ago, we recorded with British conductor Hogwood, and we record for Japanese label called Octavia Records. They record live some of our programs, mainly Mahler symphonies, and then all the cycle of Dvořák symphonies.